Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, you had Equifax for the first time. Too bad you didn't record it.
Ah, well, you know, hey, whatever. My phone does record all of my, well, not all of, but most all of my phone conversations. At least, like, the first 5 or 10 minutes of it. So, maybe it recorded it, and then I can use it or something. I don't know. It's got a mind of its own. Sometimes it'll record, sometimes it won't. And most of the time, it won't record when I want it to. Like, son of a biscuit.
So, it's like a paranoia thing where you record everything because, you know, like...
It's a CYOA thing.
Yeah, paranoid thing.
Whatever. Tony, guy is a monster. What do you see in the Maya? They want to have with you at all. So anyway,
paranoid wasn't good. I just said it's a paranoid thing.
Whatever. Tony, guy is a monster. So, no, I was kidding. Anyways. I think you were the one to turn me on to that in the first place. It's just I found a really good one that I like. Better than that other one, that bear claw one or whatever it was. I didn't really like that one. But another driver for Sandbox found one that he liked. I sent it to you. I couldn't put it on this phone because I don't have enough memory. But I might try to put it on my other phone and try it out and see how it works.
All right. So, I bought some groceries.
You what? Bought groceries?
I wasn't sure how I was going to get them home.
Oh, on your scooter?
Yeah, on my scooter. And then I realized there's this little hook on the column that I didn't know what it was for in the first place. And it's for holding groceries.
Oh, yeah, the grocery bag.
Yeah, there's a little key hook thing, but it's not for keys. It's for holding groceries.
Hey, you know what you should do? You should put one of those bicycle baskets on the front.
I want to do that. And I want to do an extended basket on the back.
There you go.
And I want to get a bicycle trailer.
So how often have you been herding the goats with the go cart? I mean the goat's cart, the scooter.
Scooter? Actually, not very often. I don't chase them with it. So.
No, okay. Just that one time after you first got it.
Yeah. They took off for the woods for fear that I'm going to chase them now.
That was funny. Well, I forget you. We're going this way. And they say goats ain't very smart.
Hey.
Or at least Dave Ramsey says goats aren't very smart.
Hey, all of our neighbors' animals, except for the chickens, hang out right next to our goat yard.
Weird.
Both horses, all the goats. They come out, they hang out right there.
That's interesting.
They like our goats.
That's cool. We got some friendly goats.
Yeah, well, yeah, not so cool.
Well, yeah, we don't want their goats getting too friendly with our goats.
Don't you touch my little goats.
Right.
Oh.
Now, yeah, our males can get friendly with their females, but not the other way around.
Well, that can be troublesome also.
Yeah, what if they can reach?
Because, well, my goats aren't that small. You know,
a
half-sized goat can reach up and get a full-sized goat.
Yeah, I know. I'm just playing.
But... the owner might not appreciate it.
Oh, I know. I was just, you know, speaking in data format instead of social format.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but
I was given data. In other words, like, it's okay to go male small with female big, but not male big and female small.
Oh, well, yes, data. This is true. And this is the reason why I want to get a female female or two.
Right.
To mix with my herd. And then all the male offspring from that intermixture will go off to the will be sent off to be butchered.
Cool. Yeah, so, hopefully we can get some Kiko soon. I need Ian's phone number so I can talk to him about money and buying Kikos and letting you pick them out.
Yeah, you know what?
I know his are more Kiko mixes. Unless you find somebody else who will actually sell us some Kikos, have them talk to me.
Yeah, before we buy some more goats, I want to do the second goat yard.
Well, yes. But, you know, I want to line somebody up. Right now, we ain't really got anybody lined up except Ian.
Yeah, I think we can line up Kikos.
Okay.
We got somebody who raises coon pigs in the area.
We do?
Yep.
Who?
I don't know her name, but I know where she buys her feed. And the feed store guy knows her. So,
oh, Jazz 13?
No. Wrong feed store.
The other one on the south side of town?
Yes.
Cool. All right, yeah. Cool. So we got our coons.
Well, we got our coon female. We should get our male from some distant place.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hopefully that IT guy from Kansas City from Micro Center calls us. He hasn't contacted me. So next time we go to Kansas City, we'll have to go to Micro Center and hunt him down.
Sounds good.
Hey, yo, where's our pigs?
Yeah.
So anyways, tonight we're doing a special podcast.
Yes. We're going to talk to
Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey. Yeah, you need to start doing that. I don't think he appreciates you calling him that.
That's a joke. Anyways, well, I don't know. He's a big admirer of Dave Ramsey. He's just
well,
like,
true, he doesn't want the liability.
Well, that's why he won't accept being called Dave Ramsey. But I can still do it.
Hey. Is that him?
Right.
You're going to three-way him.
Oh, no, that wasn't him. That was my GPS telling me something. I don't know what it was trying to tell me.
Oh. Yeah, you're what, 4 hours away now?
Two and a half to 3 hours.
Two and a half to 3 hours.
Depends
on
if I stop to go to the bathroom again, which I will. And I might have to stop for fuel because I'm under a half a tank.
Wow.
But I want to try to, if I see any prices cheaper than Cedar County, I'm going to stop. I think I can make it all the way to Cedar. But,
I didn't understand any of that. Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
Neither did I. Okay, so I said I'm looking for prices cheaper than Cedar County, but I think I can make it all the way back here if I need to.
Right, and I didn't check those prices for you.
That's okay. I Googled it, and Google's usually within like 2 cents.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's not 100%.
They'll be off by a day or two.
Right.
There will be a website dedicated just to reporting gas prices. And, you know, if you volunteered information to them, they give you credit and put you in a drawing every week for free gasoline. That website might still exist, but I'm sure Google rates it for its knowledge.
Yeah, who knows? Google's taking over everything. Probably took over that website just like they did YouTube and ruined it.
And ruined it.
Well, yeah, they also took over, Google took over Grand Central Station and ruined it, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
They took over a physical place?
No. Grand Central. It was the website. It was basically Google Talk or Google Voice. It used to be Grand Central. And Grand Central was where you could get a phone number. And you could have that phone number forwarded to any number you wanted. So, like, say, we could have our Grand Central phone number for the farm, and it would auto-dial both of our phone numbers. So if somebody called in, either one of us could answer.
Well, that'd be cool.
Right. And it had its own voicemail system set up to where you could program a specific voicemail for specific people and or a generic one for everybody or unknown callers, whatever. So if you had a telemarketer call, or even a bill collector for that matter, you can have a recording play. I'm sorry, this caller is no longer available. Blah, blah, blah. Check your number and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yes, I'm so getting one of those. And that was like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. And I was working on getting one, and then all of a sudden, boom, Google bought them. I was like, son of a bitch. And they took away all those features. I was like, no! And now they added some of them back in, and they call it Google Voice.
Right.
But it's still not the same. It's still not as good.
All right, I'm conducting an experiment. I'm plugging earphones in. They're supposed to have a mic.
All right, I'm about to pay toll.
Whoa, you are too loud. Hold on, I got to turn you down.
I'm going through a toll booth, so bear with me for a second or a minute, because it'll take more than a second. There's one car ahead of me.
Okay,
it'll be about $5 toll.
I guess these are good headphones because your voice was, like, really loud. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hang on, I got to pay toll. $5.
Oh, my. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, he's paying toll. And I'm not talking. Very professional of me. Anyway, he'll be back very soon. You got 2 minutes till the real podcast begins, I guess. And he's off in the background making noise. Not really doing anything on the radio, I guess. Do-do-do, podcast. So we're going to be part of a vodcast here pretty soon. You won't see us.
It was actually looking out for me. I had a flash and let him know, go ahead, I'm cool. I'll be waiting right here behind you. Let you go. I can pass you on the big road. Yay for the retards! Okay, you ready?
Yeah, here it goes. 1 minute.
1 minute! Yeah, okay, so this is a new venture, a joint venture podcasting with a new guy. He was on our podcast couple weeks ago, and we sparked an interest, and he's like a certified broadcaster or whatever. Went to school, got his broadcasting degree and license, and so he's actually a professional. And so after being on our podcast, it sparked the passion within him, and now he wants to do a podcast as well. So we're doing a joint venture podcast. And it is now 10 o'clock, so we're going to give him a call.
Hello. I'm in the dead zone, apparently. Waiting for Kano to re-merge the phone call. There we go.
There we go. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I suppose you want me to talk now.
Make a toast.
Okay. Well, I have learned a couple of things since the last time we've talked.
Your monkey's uncle?
No, that's my aunt. No, I have learned that idiots are fun. That is why all villages have one.
There you go.
Oh, not just one.
Well, they're limited to one because of the fun factor. You know, you can't have too much, otherwise then there's just all kinds of hectic chaos going on.
Then they're really in trouble because it's been my experience that just about everybody on the planet is an idiot.
Yeah.
Which might explain all the trouble we're having.
Nah, it's not trouble. Like, there's no trouble. What are you talking about? What kind of goofy looking glass are you looking through?
I like trouble.
Yes, I know. I've read your DVIRs.
I was talking about women.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, you know, they do that as well.
I'm attracted to trouble.
Yes.
Anyway, shall I
name the last dozen's name? Names?
The last what?
The last, well, half dozen. Shall I name them the last half dozen names of trouble?
Well, the last three were, well, yeah, I don't know. It was really like the last three.
So yeah, talking with, when you get Delana down here to help me dig sweet potatoes that are freezing in the ground right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't talk to her.
Yeah, you said you would invite her down for that purpose.
I know. She tries to talk to me, but I don't really talk to her.
Yeah.
She just stalks me.
Yeah, I know.
She's one of my new stalkers.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Stalkers are fun. You can make them do things for you.
I haven't figured out how to do that yet.
Well, try. We need some potato diggers.
There you go. A legitimate labor need, and you're not helping with this.
She definitely has a green thumb. Of course, David would disagree, but I don't know. Of course, so does Regina. So maybe I don't know. Regina's single now. Maybe I should send her up to the farm.
Yeah, I don't know that I disagree about her green thumb. I just she didn't come and take care of her plants, so where's the green thumb?
Well, that's because I broke up to her. She went back to the guy that she was talking to behind my back. That she was actually cheating on him with me. And then she turned around and cheated on me with him.
Really bizarre.
Well, why didn't you just make it a three-way and be done with it?
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Hey, no options off the table until you actually dismiss it. No one's dismissed it yet, so
I'm dismissing that one.
Okay, I'm just double checking. You know, nothing's
yeah.
been said yet. So.
I'll dismiss it too. I'm good.
I have no idea who she is, so I don't care.
Yeah, well, you know.
She's this hot Indian crazy chick that I dated.
Hot Indian crazy chick. Okay.
Yeah.
There are four contradictions in one sentence. That's a new record for you.
Well, you know how Native American women, or Native Americans are, but especially when they get drunk, they can be very hostile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she was an alcoholic, and she was very hostile.
Wait. Alcoholic, I think you're being a bit judgmental there. Did she go to the meetings?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. She was a drunk.
There you go. Let's get the terminology right.
Right. The difference between a drunk and an alcoholic is drunks don't have to go to all them dango meetings.
Exactly. Now
right.
You learn.
Yeah, every night. She got wasted. Yeah, it's just like, and I could have handled that if she was a nice, funny, goofy, whatever, passive drunk, but she was not.
No, she was hitting you.
Oh, yeah, she punched me in the face twice. Of course, I blocked one of them, sort of. And, yeah, I don't know. Anyways, whatever. So, and it took everything for me to refrain from hitting her back the second time. I was just like, and that's when I broke up with her, because it was like either break up with her or beat the crap out of her. And I was like, dang, I ain't going down that road.
Right.
So, yeah. So, are you interested in doing your own podcast, or are you looking at joining our podcast, or what is this new venture?
Well, I think, if I had more time, I would actually be talking to you through my Google Hangout phone number through the computer and have you guys on YouTube doing the YouTube live thing. But think of how I got roped into auditing every single driver vehicle inspection report for the past 2 months on every truck in the fleet, I didn't have time to pick my nose, much less get everything set up for that. So that's why, once again, we're doing this on the phone.
Yeah, well, you know, Kano's going to be mad at me for similar reasons when he comes down and finds that I haven't cut down one tree along the fence line.
Oh, that's cool. That's basically on the agenda for this week is fence work.
I will make sure the chainsaws are up and running and sharpen them. I can't guarantee that I'll be the one running them, but they'll be available.
Well, I got plenty of experience. I know what I'm doing now.
Actually, I've got until about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to work on it. Unless you want to, well, we can dig up the sweet potatoes here first, but no, I can't do that because I'm on the potato fork here.
The sweet potatoes have priority, and then we do.
Right, but we'll need a sweet potato fork to do that, and that's or a potato fork, and that's up at Bill and Shirley's right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
And anyway. Yeah, I got too much on my plate.
We all do.
No, I just finished my plate of pizza rolls, so I'm pretty open right now.
Pizza rolls?
Were those kosher pizza rolls, or did they have pig in them?
I didn't ask.
He's not kosher.
Well.
Yeah, he learned that the first night when I showed up with a meat lover's pizza.
And I ate it.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
I'm normally not a fan of meat lovers, but that pizza was good.
Well, I have to admit, I like them, but I won't touch them anymore. I don't like growing horns on my head.
Yeah, he's part goat.
Yeah, he found that out when I started eating the sand sample.
I was
So, and, well, update on beer brewing. I have finished my keg of Belgian Dark Strong, and now I'm working on a English Porter, which is another dark beer, a little more bitter, not nearly as sweet as any type of Belgian whatsoever, but it has a really smooth and mellow finish.
Ah.
So
you're the one that was the source of that website.
Yes. Yeah, I forwarded it to him.
Yeah.
Okay, I took a quick look at it, but do they have anything on making small beers?
On what type of beers?
Small beers, ones with very little alcohol in them, things like ginger ale or an old-fashioned lemonade or...
O'Doul's.
You know, a properly made root beer.
Okay.
He likes O'Doul's.
Okay, well, he can like that all he wants.
I'm not sure what an O'Doul is.
It's a non-alcoholic actual beer. It's like less than 1% alcohol.
No, actually, I'll be quite frank. I don't really care for the standard beers I've run across. I might cook with them, but... They smell too much like the bottom of a trash can.
Yeah, I was joking about the O'Doul. But yeah, he wants to make ginger ales and stuff like that.
Yeah, real ginger ales. Real ginger ales, not just... Yeah.
Yeah, well, the first thing you want to do is go on to some of the local, or I say local... The web-based message boards about brewing beer and making wine and things like that. And you'll probably find two or three threads about making your ginger ales and other things of that nature.
Yeah, I tried to make some once, and I followed all the instructions. I made the, I forget what they call it, but it's basically the starter. You grate about a teaspoon of ginger gratings and a teaspoon of sugar into a small amount of water, and you keep adding that much to it every day until it starts to foam, bubble on its own. And then you've got the yeast, or you've got the starter bacteria or whatever it is. And then I prep the rest of it as I was supposed to, and bottled it up and was supposed to wait for, I think it was 3 weeks or 4 weeks, something like that, and it should have been ready. Well, what I had was really sweet ginger Kool-Aid.
Ginger Kool-Aid! Hey, that
worked. I had really sweet ginger tea. It did not ferment. It did not ferment even after I popped the lid on it. That stuff lasted for months, and it never fermented.
Okay. Did you have any hops in it whatsoever?
No, it didn't call for it.
There's your problem.
The recipe called for just ginger and sugar.
Okay.
So the ginger tea.
Your hops acts as a catalyst between the extract, which are your sugars, and your yeast.
Okay.
That's where the problem is.
Now, would that have made it a harder alcohol, though?
It could have. It depends on the hops and the yeast.
And how many you use.
You'll just have to play with it a little bit to figure out your balances and things like that. You know, I mean, to be honest, I've got two of the drunkest dogs on my block, okay? I mean, whenever I have a bad batch, well, I have some, pretty drunk dogs.
Yeah, what happens to me if I get a sufficient amount of alcohol is I don't get drunk. I just pass out.
Well, that's a good thing. You don't get in trouble that way.
Yeah, not too much trouble.
See?
I might end up sleeping in some strange places, but,
Well, you're sleeping. Who cares? I mean, you're not doing anything. You're just sleeping.
Somebody might make up on him or something.
Okay, sounds like the most peevish experience with this.
Oh, yeah, I used to party a lot when I was younger. People do crazy stuff when you pass out drunk. Or high, for that matter. But so, drunk, mostly.
Okay, so this was last week?
No. I haven't been any kind of crazy for at least a decade.
At least, a decade of minutes, 10, 15 minutes, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm still attracted to crazy, but I myself haven't been crazy since, I don't know, 2000s. Since the millennium, let's put it that way.
Well.
Or the millennium cusp, let's put it that way.
Okay.
The cusp.
Well, sounds like you're overdue then.
Actually, probably. I need to go back and embrace my old craziness and go hog wild and just be footloose and fancy free again. Right now, I'm kind of a stiff neck.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that from the past couple of meetings we've had.
Do what?
I've gathered that from the past couple of meetings we've had.
Yeah.
Well. Anyway, no, that learntobrew.com there's only two stores. Both are in Oklahoma. One's in Edmond, one is in Thor. And they have everything you need from beginning brewing kit, like your burners and your pots and everything like that, all the way to your extract kit. You can do all grain kits and things like that to brew whatever and anything you want. They also do wine making as well, which I think appeals to Kano's particular taste.
Yeah, I like amber.
That's another thing I'd like cooking with is, actually, I prefer cooking with wines.
I'm a wino. Not as bad as Delana, though. But I am a wino. I love wine, especially a sweet wine. Not dry. I'll cook with a dry wine, but I don't like drinking it.
After a couple of glasses, you won't care if it's sweet or bitter or dry or whatever. Trust me on that.
Hey, we'll have to get a wood gasifier up and running to make the charcoal to filter your wines through.
There you go.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You can find the wine making kit on the same website, and they should have everything you would ever need to do that.
Cool. Yeah, we're not quite ready for that yet. We still ain't got running water or electricity yet.
Do you have a creek?
We have a dry creek, but it's Monsanto water.
That would be a problem, yes.
It's only dry part of the year. We do have two and a half ponds actually, and none of them work, but we're working on that as well.
True. Two of them will not be Monsanto water. But maybe three of them would not be Monsanto water, and the rest of them would be.
Only one of them wouldn't be Monsanto water. The upper pond won't be Monsanto water after a while because the neighbors stopped doing crops there.
Right. It'll take a couple of years. But then the one back by the goat yard, that one, unless Glenn sprays poison.
No, he hasn't for a long time.
Right. And he doesn't spray it as heavily.
Well, I don't know that he's ever sprayed it, but, I mean, he hasn't done it since I've gotten here. And
right.
I don't think he has any interest in doing so.
Yeah, he's mostly more like a weed killer for beautification for his front yard.
Oh,
that's
I didn't
it.
Think about that. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, that's the worst. I mean, he's not spraying his whole field with Monsanto Roundup.
Have you ever seen them do that? I don't.
Well, we're talking about, okay, Glenn sprayed the fence line to kill our weeds.
Oh, that's true. He did. Yes. Yes, that's true.
And he does not have any dandelions in his front yard.
Okay, yes, so he must be spraying.
Right. It's too bad, because we'd be over there eating them.
Well, I would be.
Right. I mean, if he did not spray. So, yeah, no. So whatever he sprays is not as severe or intense as our other Roundup neighbor.
Yeah, I'd be digging the roots up all winter long.
Yeah. So yeah, so one pond definitely Monsanto free for the most part. The other two, you know, will be eventually, and then the last two will probably always be until he puts spray in or something.
Well, I told you we should buy him an anonymous Years of Acres magazine, because he's into making profit. Yeah, he's into making profit, and that's what that magazine is focused at, along with being, you know, organic.
Right, and monoculture is not as profitable as people think it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I did notice this year he didn't bother to kill the amaranth that came up. He only did one spraying. Last year he had to do two sprayings because the amaranth came up so thick he was choking out his beans. So he had to spray again. And
yeah.
I think the fact that his beans all wilted right after he sprayed kind of made him think twice about doing it twice this year.
He almost killed his crop.
Yeah, and they're Monsanto ready.
Right. Well, yeah. So's the
amaranth.
Amaranth now, yeah. Roundup ready amaranth.
Yeah.
Hey, when will it be ready for picking?
The amaranth.
The Roundup ready amaranth.
No. I don't know. He's harvesting beans now, which will get rid of them anyway.
No. In the field that he's not working anymore.
Oh. I actually haven't seen any in that field. But they did mow it down. I suppose we should look it over and see.
So next year, the Roundup Ready onions and amaranth and whatnot would be probably edible by next year.
I don't know. I don't know how long it takes for all that stuff to wash out of the field.
Yeah.
But it must have washed out pretty good because that field was beautiful this year. All the flowers were. I was jealous.
Those were the first responders.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, brown-eyed Susans, and I don't know. I can't even name all the flowers he had out there.
We had those the first year we were on the land, right?
No, we had those the year before we bought it.
Oh, it was the year before. Okay, yeah.
Right, so they must have just finished doing cropping on our field the year before.
Right, so they are the first responders.
Yeah. So basically his field's about 2 years behind ours.
Right.
So he should be nothing but thistles next year. Because that's what we were the first year we were nothing but thistles all over the place.
Right.
So.
Thistles are good for you.
They are.
Yeah, but, I got a juicer now, so next year when thistles come up we can start juicing them.
All right.
Got to get electricity, though.
Yeah, or is it a 12-volt juicer?
It's a 110.
Yeah, we'll have to use the inverter. All right. Well, I got money in my pocket to invest in the battery, so.
Cool, cool.
Yeah. So, we're chasing rabbit holes.
Rabbit holes. We should call this the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
I got a friend already calls me Dancing Rabbit.
Well, we can't call it the Dancing Rabbit because that name's taken.
That, yes, it is. Yep, there's an intentional community by that name. So, and they probably do a podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if they do a podcast or not.
Yep. Anyway, I think we lost our host because he's not talking.
I'm not hosting this. You guys called me. You guys are hosting this mess. In case you're wondering, World Series update, tied at 7 in Houston, bottom of the 6th, 1 out, 1 ball, 2 strikes on Gonzalez. Houston batting.
Okay.
There you go.
Who are they?
The Houston Astros are hosting the LA Dodgers in Game 5 of the World Series.
World Series? What's that, basketball?
Yeah, no, I think it's badminton.
Oh, okay.
It's what? Oh, badminton?
Oh. No, I just want to listen to you guys talking about fields and thistle. Ponds
thistle.
And just wondering what kind of Martha Stewart show you guys are trying to build now.
Martha Stewart?
Are you talking about juicing things and decorating this? And I'm like, what manner of babble is this?
What kind of babble is this? That's what we do. We're the Babbling Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Yeah.
I thought
what we have is we have an off-script. I'm sorry, go again.
So I thought this was Demented Dungeons and Dragons. Is this false advertising? Do I need to sue?
Yeah, that's why our disclaimer is that we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons.
All right, that's where the dimension comes in. Anyway, actually, the name came from our farm is the DD&D off-grid organic farm and retreat. And one of the other Davids, suggested that would be Demented Dungeons and Dragons. And so
later we started a podcast and then called it that.
Yeah, we used that name. So now
we have a history to the name.
Right.
Not that it make much sense, but there is a history to the name now.
No.
Yeah. Well, I guess worse. The guy who suggested it doesn't even remember suggesting it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, no, your name's David, too. Dave Ramsey, right?
That's not me. No, I am no who. No.
David.
I follow his teachings. Yes, I do. But no.
I told you he did not want that liability.
No.
I hear you.
Not even God wants that liability.
Not even God.
So.
Oh.
Let's see. I've got 45 freaking trucks to go through, and I've completed 8 of these DVIR sortings and testing on people that I know. So,
all right, for a layperson, what's a DVIR?
It's a driver, which there's a lot of those. It's a driver vehicle inspection report, which is something that every commercial driver has to fill out on his commercial vehicle before this and the end of it, each shift that he drives.
Right.
And
you
so
need
far,
to review all of them.
I have found roughly 20 different times where people have not put in the date or signed their name or put a trailer number. or done any type of actual information we need on the vehicle. I already
nice.
Hit Kana. I already hit Kana with one of them.
Uh-oh.
Kana,
well,
you being a bad boy.
No, actually, I put my paperwork in the wrong box.
Nope.
Because it had a write-up, and I put it in the box that's for good reports, not bad reports.
Yep.
I was a noob. I didn't know what box to put it in.
Yeah, you know, that's what she said. But beside the point.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you know why the blonde had bruises around her belly button?
Oh, this should be good. Why?
Yeah, why the blonde had bruises around her belly button? Because
yeah.
her boyfriend was blonde, too.
Ah, okay.
He was trying to put it in the wrong box.
Are we going to go this route with it?
You started
you sure
it.
You wanna, are you sure you want to ride this train?
You started it.
Oh, boy. Right, we have officially sunk into the rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, we're good at that.
DVIR.
The other mistake that I made that you haven't caught yet, you probably won't catch it, is I just started signing the previous driver's DVIRs.
The reason why I will not catch that until next month is because, and be prepared on the job safety analysis meetings when you come back, when you turn in your ESTA packet, which is your Interstate Fuel Tax Agreement packet, you will also turn in your DVIR book, which has all the yellow copies that you're signing. I'm going to talk to Craig, probably Monday, tomorrow, and say, look, let's make this straight, let's make this even, and let's make this streamlined and do as quick as possible. Don't care if you're all the way through your book or you just started a book for the DVIRs, turn in what you have, and you'll get a new bowl, so that way we can turn both in at the end of the month. That way, everything is done at the same time, and he'll probably go for that, and at that point we can start tracking the previous signatures, because right now we have no way of tracking that, because at the end of the month or at the end of the book, what do we do with them? We throw them away. Out of 45 trucks we have in the fleet, I have two of the yellow copied DVIR books. I'm looking at them right now. That's how I know there's two.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, that's the only other thing that I was screwing up on, but I'm doing that now.
And to be honest, you know, I didn't start doing it until like a couple of weeks ago. I don't think I even showed you that when you were in the truck. So
it's your fault.
It is Sunday. It's my day to get blamed for everything. So I might as well just take it and be done with it.
It's always the driver's fault.
Exactly. And guess what? I'm not the driver today. You're driving. I'm not. Tee hee.
Yeah, I know. I still got, 2 hours to go until I'm home.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
So
you're
did you guys miss me when I dropped out?
Huh?
Did you guys miss me when I dropped out?
Yep. We miss you so much. We were gonna send a search party for you, but you came back. Dang it.
Yeah, I'm glad Kana was on the line. Otherwise, the podcast would have been kind of.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised I haven't dropped off.
Yeah, don't drop off when I drop off.
Okay. That's
welcome
because...
to Missouri.
Oh, so you just now got into Missouri. Oh, yay you.
Yep.
So you
no
started this call. Let's see. You started this call after Vanita, before Miami.
Uh-oh. Breaking up. What?
Now, you started this call after Vanita, but before Miami, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, now I know where you're at. if you take the first exit there in Missouri and go north on that exit, you'll find a really good strip club.
Go north and what?
You'll find a good strip club.
Apparently, Kano's driving through bad signal area. He's not hearing you clearly.
Of course. He didn't hear me clearly when he was in the damn truck, so it doesn't really matter one way or the other. But anyway.
Oh, we just lost him. Now you're stuck with me. Uh-oh. Oh. Oh, no. No, he's not stuck with me because Kano called him. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that's about 50 minutes of podcast. And I'm up really, really late. Ah, there we go. Here he comes back.
I'm back. I got to call.
Yeah. You're not back for long. There's no point in you calling him.
Why?
You might text me his phone number, and I'll call him, and then he won't get dropped next time you disappear.
Maybe. I'm in Joplin. I'll have signal for a minute.
Okay.
But I'll text you his number.
That might be a good idea.
Okay. Hang on.
All right. So we're waiting for the joining of the phone call here. And we're really professional. We sound more like a broadcast of the Church of the Subgenius than we do professional podcasters. Well, no, actually, Church of the Subgenius sounds more professional than us. They have nice, weird sound effects. All we got is jabbering voices. Let's see now. Can I find something worthwhile to read to you people while I wait for him to come back online? Probably not. Let's see now. Doo-doo-doo. Now, here's a wonderful book called Don't Hurt People and Don't Take Their Stuff by Matt Kibb.
Okay, well, I guess he's not answering the phone. He probably went to the bathroom or something.
Okay, you just saved people from listening to me read again.
Huh?
Okay, if you can't hear me, then I guess I better read to them.
Yeah, I'll text you his number, and I'll also text him the call-in number, and then that'll bypass the whole problem.
Yep, if he calls in instead, then he can actually hold the line. Well, no, he'd be a...
Well, he won't have an admin access, but he'll be
he'd
in.
He'd be a listener.
Yeah.
So and as long as one of us is on the line, he's still in.
Yeah, but next time I drop off, I'll be in the boonies, and I won't have signal. Because once I get to Lamar, I'll be going off into the woods.
Right.
But we should probably end the podcast before then.
Right. So, really, what was the subject matter of this podcast? I mean, does he know about people like Valiant?
Well, I thought that he was, I didn't know what he wanted to do. So I was pretty much following his lead. And
right.
He did not have.
Well, you heard him. He said he's not the host.
Yeah. So he didn't have any prep work, and it was just all seat of our pants stuff. Like normal.
Like normal, which we really need to stop doing.
Well, I've got some notes again.
Good.
So, I think he just texted me. So, hang on, let me see if he's... Whatever, hang on.
silence again. We believe in silence in our broadcast. Lots and lots of silence. Hello, silence, my old friend. All right. I hear whistling. I hear some sort of background noise.
All right. I just texted him the call-in stuff so he can just call it.
Okay.
Oh, my fuel light just came on.
Fuel light came on. Need to go to a gas station.
Yeah, I won't make it home because I'm 66 miles from the house.
Right.
So between
oh, yeah.
here and Lamar, I'll be getting fuel.
Yep, you'd be about 10 miles short. Oh,
yeah.
Talking of which, I came to the conclusion that my scooter does not measure miles.
Okay, what's that mean?
Well,
oh, it's kilometers?
Apparently. It says it's approximately 12 of those from here to Bill and Shirley's place, and about 11 of them to the Stockton Square.
Yeah, I forget the exact.
Yeah, I think it's 8 kilometers to 5 miles. So
yeah, 1 point, I don't remember what it was. Is it 1.6, 1.8, or 1.9 kilometers in a mile?
I think it'd be about 1.6.
Okay, 1.6. Because I was running in Canada for 2 years, and I had to do conversions. But I had to do conversions between kilometers and also currency and something else. I can't remember what it was. And so I got these three numbers in my head, and I don't remember which one goes to which.
Right. So let me pull up a calculator. Because I was under the delusion that I was getting 140 miles to the gallon. So what
you're
I'm really getting is 140 kilometers to the gallon.
Right. So
140 divided by
About 70. About 70 miles a gallon.
Well, if 1.6 miles to the kilometer, it comes out to about 87.5 miles to the gallon, which is still pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's not hitting the 100-mile mark. So.
Right. Dang, darn, get it in! Well, quit driving like a maniac, and you'll get better fuel mileage.
Probably would. I'm doing full throttle everywhere I go.
I don't believe that.
I am. Unfortunately, full throttle only gets me about 25 miles an hour in some places. But I have had that scooter over 50 miles per hour.
Supposedly, it'll go 55.
No, it pays out at 50 miles an hour. So if I hit 55, I can't tell you because it won't measure beyond 50.
Right, so you've not had it full throttle yet.
No, I've had it full throttle. I've had it full throttle almost everywhere. Thing is, the governor kicks in at 40.
Oh, okay.
So the only way I got over 50 miles per hour is going downhill.
Nice.
Yeah, I hit the bridge at Kaplinger Mills at 47 miles per hour.
Wow, the fuel price in Oklahoma is cheaper than it is in Missouri.
That. Wow. Well, okay. I guess I just hit a really bad time when we passed through there.
Yeah, because it's like 20 cents cheaper in Oklahoma.
Because I'm telling you, it was almost $2 in Missouri at the time, and when we went through Oklahoma, the gas prices were like $4 a gallon at that time. When I went down to get you,
right?
And
I think you're delusional.
Well, I don't know. Now, near Missouri and near Texas, the prices in Oklahoma dropped.
But, you know, once I was like 40 miles away from the border or 20 miles away from the border, prices jumped and it was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, a fuel shortage. Maybe the pipeline was down or something in that area.
I don't know, but I mean, it was like, oh, that and Straight Talk did not work. It did not work.
Oh.
From the time I hit Oklahoma to the time I hit Texas, it did not work. It says it works in Oklahoma, but I could not use it.
Hey.
You know.
What's the speed limit here? 70. I'm doing 65. Let's go.
Move it,
so,
move it, move it.
Move, bitch! Get out the way! So, full throttle is like your normal driving.
Yeah, because it you know, it doesn't climb hills at greater than... Well, okay, the steepest hill that slows me down, I dropped down to about 12 miles per hour climbing away from Bill and Shirley's place, going up that hill. All right.
Yeah,
that's full throttle. Yeah, that's full throttle. But, yeah, most of the time I'm doing, you know, between 30 and 40 miles per hour. But it's full throttle.
Nice. Yeah, it's about your normal speed anyway.
Well, some of it could be I didn't clean out the air filter when I did the oil change. But when I hit the 500 kilometers mark, I'll be doing another oil change, and I will make a point of figuring out how to clean the air filter, because you're supposed to.
There you go.
And whenever you do the oil change. But I also have to read the instructions carefully because I thought I had miles on my odometer, and it's apparently it's kilometers, which reminds me, let's see now. I need to do some math here again.
Which, by the way,
divided by 1.6 equals. Okay, so would 7.5 miles from our place to Bill and Shirley's be about right?
Yeah, probably, because it's about 5 miles to Kaplinger. About. I never actually measured it.
Okay, well, that math would put the center of town. Okay, I'm measuring from our campsite to the center of town. That comes out to just under 7 miles. To the city square.
Talking about Stockton?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think we measured it at 5.5 miles.
By the odometer, yeah.
Yeah, by yeah.
Maybe not the center of town, but from the stop sign to our driveway.
Oh, okay, from the stop sign on the edge of town.
No. The stop sign in town.
At the square.
At the square, yeah. Which I assume is downtown.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm measuring from. Because just about anything you do in Stockton, you go to the square.
Right.
Okay.
You go to or through the square.
Right, and so it's a good reference point. And really a good reference point for us would be from our driveway entrance. But that's not what I measured. I
our town's
about,
so small. Our town's so small, we ain't even got a stoplight.
Let me think about that. Oh, my God. There are no stoplights in Stockton, are there? Yeah, there's none. Wow. Well, you don't need a stoplight for 900 people.
Yeah, and Eldo, it has only, what, 2-3 stoplights?
I think it has more than that.
There's only three.
There's one at 32 and 39.
Yep.
There's one at 82 and 39.
Is that McDonald's?
Yeah, there's one at McDonald's, so that's three. Is that at least three?
That's it. That's all she wrote.
Let's see, I'm trying to think. Yeah, it's got three stoplights. Wow. Bet you that cost them a lot of money.
Yeah, and those three stoplights are actually kind of annoying. At least the one at McDonald's.
And I know this is long 54. Oh, yeah, I called it wrong before. It's 32 and 54. And then 82 and 54, there's one. And then the other one is at McDonald's, which is that's the road that goes up to the high school.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I assume it's for the school.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Well, yeah, because people, whatever. But basically, those three stoplights are along 54. So that's the show. That's the show. All the people driving through El Dorado Springs. Yes, I know.
Hey,
it's mispronounced.
You pronounced it right.
No, I mispronounced it. I pronounced it the way the locals pronounce it, which is a mispronunciation. But you know, it's sort of like Nevada.
You pronounced it right by pronouncing it wrong on purpose.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it's El Dorado, but you know,
oh,
the locals
crap.
Call it El Dorado. So I just call it El Dudu, you know. They call it the City of Gold, but they didn't study the mythology behind the name El Dorado very well, because basically El Dorado is the chasing of false dreams.
Right.
You know.
I was wrong on my numbers. I was looking at the wrong numbers. I was about 80-something miles from the house.
Yeah.
So now I'm like 75 miles. So I definitely won't even make it to Lamar.
Right. Let's see now.
So I'm going to get fuel in, what's that town? Carthage. Somewhere between here and Carthage.
Kilometers per mile.
Clicks per mile.
Yeah.
That's what the Canadians call a kilometer, is a click.
Yeah.
I mean, the Canucks call it a click.
Yeah, I think Kelly expects me to work for him Monday and Tuesday.
Well, Tuesday, I'm going to Warsaw with my mumsies. So,
okay.
Yeah, to get my display case from my ex-stepfather-in-law. No,
you need me along?
Ex-stepfather, not in-law.
You need me along?
No, I'm at home.
Will Bill's trailer be helpful in that endeavor?
Oh, I'm going to put it in the back of the truck. It's better to be in the back of a truck than on a trailer. Trailer bounces too much, it'll break the glass.
Okay. Just asking. When you get done borrowing it, you could then return it to Bill and Shirley's place.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now, I'm going to take the display case either to Don's, or I'm going to take it back to Oklahoma and put it to use.
Okay. And sell stuff in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's right. I've already located two places that I can sell my aromatherapy and whatnot in. And my cousin has a friend who's an aromatherapist, and she just opened up her business doing aromatherapy. And she's going to connect me with her.
Yay.
So, who knows? That might be a potential business venture.
Okay, here's the definitive answer. There's 1.6093 kilometers per mile.
How much, what?
1.6 kilometers per mile.
There you go, 1.6.
1.6093.
So 1.6.
Yep. Yep.
1.61.
Yes. Yep.
Yippity-doo-da!
Yep.
Valiant Thor.
Valiant Thor.
Valiant Thor. So, did you watch the whole video?
No, I'm still in the process of downloading it. I got about 87% of it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that depends on which video. I guess the video I sent you.
Yeah, I already downloaded it. I already seen it. I know the basics. I don't know any details. Basically, Valiant Thor is supposedly an alien that's like several hundred years old, working for the government on weapons of mass destruction.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was here to teach us the ways of peace by the video that I heard.
Well, the video that I watched, they were the guy who was doing the video, he said, "That's my father standing there with Valiant Thor, and here's a whole bunch of other guys, and in the background," or something or other, something about nuclear weapons and stuff like that.
Okay, so peace through death.
Basically.
All right. So I'm taking it. I'm taking it. Our other potential host is not going to bother calling in again.
Perhaps.
All
so
right.
It's kind of like we come in peace, shoot the kill, shoot the kill, shoot the kill. We come in peace, shoot the kill.
You know what? I remember that Star Trek thingy that they did.
Yeah, Dr. Demento. Hey, if I run out of fuel, will you bring me some on your scooter?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it might take me a couple of days, but...
I just passed Carthage, and I probably should have stopped there. But
Roger,
I know there's another fuel... Yeah. I know there's another fuel stop up here around the corner, up on a hill. I might have passed it already, though.
Well, I suggest you talk to your friend and find out what he really wants to do, because unless he comes on with an objective or something to talk about, we'll just be erratic and talking about anything and everything. And yeah.
I think he just wants to join in on our podcast, but he works on Saturday.
Well,
no, he didn't work last time he was on the podcast.
Yeah, well, you know, however he wants to work it, that's fine with me. We could use some professional training.
Yeah, something like that.
I do know that we really should try to come up with a subject every week, and we should be exchanging information back and forth on what to talk about.
And try to stay on topic.
And try to stay on topic.
Right. speaking of which, another topic I wanted to talk about, which is the continuation, and that's just why we should listen to our previous podcasts. We can take notes from our previous podcasts and talk about things that we get ideas from the previous podcast, and then our podcast kind of becomes a storyline.
Yeah.
So, like, something we talked about yesterday that kind of didn't really go anywhere, or it did, but it didn't, you know, it went somewhere, but I had thought about something, and we didn't talk about that. So what it was when everybody was talking about the government has the government is an incorporation, and has the authority to print money. That was whatever something was said. Either that was what you read or
yeah,
the other guy's thing.
Yeah, I was reading that, and it's like, it doesn't really have the authority to print money, but that's what he wrote. That's what the guy wrote.
Okay, so that's what he wrote. Well, I got to thinking, you know, Walt Disney is a corporation.
Yes.
And they have their own money, too.
Yes.
So, but you can only use the Walt Disney money in the Walt Disney Corporation.
Yes. And that's the same for Federal Reserve notes.
Exactly. So, if we're not doing business with Walt Disney, then we don't use Walt Disney dollars.
Right. Now, the only glitch in where I see you're going with this is that
they got guts.
That the people who print up Federal Reserve notes will kill you if you try to get around their Federal Reserve notes.
Right. Or Walt Disney won't. They'll just throw you in Walt Disney jail.
Well, they won't even do that. They just...
They'll kick you out.
They'll kick you out of their property.
Right.
All right. Whereas the people who print up Federal Reserve notes will kick you out of your property.
True. True. They're a bunch of terrorists.
They are.
So we should see if we can get Walt Disney dollars cheaper and start trading in Walt Disney dollars.
Yeah, but Walt Disney might not approve of that.
Did I ask their permission? Oh, wait,
yeah.
We have to. This is their money.
Yep, it's their money. Well, yeah, you don't really have to ask their permission, but they may sue you. They may have grounds for doing so.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, the New World Order will stand behind them.
Yeah, because you're using their stuff inappropriately. So.
No, not inappropriately. We're going around the New World Order's back.
Well, that's basically what Bitcoin's all about, is trying to go around. And they haven't... The U.S. government hacked them at one point, a couple of years ago. And it drove the value of Bitcoin down to zero. And somebody was trying to tell me, oh, Bitcoin's in trouble. I was like, really? Yeah, they've been dropping in value. What's it at now? I expected them to say it was, you know, like $400 per Bitcoin or something like that. They said, oh, it's about an ounce of gold per Bitcoin now. It's like, yeah, they're not in trouble.
Right.
I think they hit zero about four times since I started paying attention to them. And every time they jump right back up.
Kind of like the stock market.
No, much, much more erratic and volatile than the stock market.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the stock market always makes a comeback. No matter how bad it gets, it always makes a comeback.
This is true. And there may be a point when Bitcoins are absolutely worthless, but... I mean, and don't bounce back. But right now, I mean, you know, the Indian government tried to force its people onto electronic currency, and the people complied, except they didn't comply the way the Indian government wanted them to.
Right.
They went to an electronic currency. They just didn't go to India's electronic currency.
Yeah, that was funny.
They went to Bitcoin. And they very quickly ended that experiment with one-tenth of the human population on this planet.
Yeah, it freaked out their government. They're like, whoa.
I'm sure it freaked out more than their government. I'm sure it freaked out the those powers that be behind controlling all the governments.
Sure
it freaked them out, too. It's like, oh, shit. That
The people... Right. We the people have the power. We can show them that we got the power. Well, they already know that. But, you know, and that's what they're afraid of. That's the only thing they're afraid of is us waking up. You know, as long as they can keep us stupid, they can control us. Once we are awake, hey, $2.15.
There you go.
Let's go back there.
Anyway, this podcast has been an hour and 20 minutes now.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Yep, and we had no additional focus. It was good to have a guest.
Yeah.
And maybe we can have this guest consistently if he's interested.
If he's not gonna be the host, then I'm gonna tell him that we can't do it if this.
Well, he can unofficially be a host. He won't.
Unofficially.
He won't claim to be a host.
He might
as a guest bring us focus.
True.
So,
what I'm trying to say is, it's a
I'm
little late.
I'm
laying
my greedy little hands on how we might use and manipulate him, and he might find out that he's a host, even though he never signed up to be one.
Well, 10 o'clock's a little late. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, 10 o'clock is a little late, but you know. I could do that for an hour once a week.
Ah! All right, I'm stopping here. Jasper. I don't know what the fuel price is, but we're stopping because I ain't taking any more risks. I'm already getting nervous.
Yeah. How many miles have you gone since you had the fuel light?
I forgot to set the trip, but since I did set it, I'm at 18 miles. And I probably went about 10 before I set it, so I'm at 28 miles. I'm getting close.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have made it to Lamar or not.
Well, I tell you what, 36 is the smallest amount of miles I made it once the light came on. But typically it goes 56.
Yeah, since I reached Missouri, it's been almost $2.30 a gallon. So, it's $2.30 a gallon here, so, oh well.
All right, so how do people contact us and get on the website?
Vented Engines.
Okay, I'm going to say that because you're breaking up. They go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, and there should be contact information there for how to call in as a guest and or a listener. And,
on every page.
On every page. On every page. Okay. And we typically are on Saturdays at what time are we on? 8 o'clock?
It was 8 o'clock, but as of next month, it'll be 7 o'clock because daylight savings time.
Right. Well, yeah, is it daylight savings time or daylight standard time? I don't know what we're going into.
Standard.
Going into standard. Yeah.
So
I don't know why we don't just stay there.
Yeah, winter is Central Standard Time or Pacific Standard Time, depending on where you are. And during the summer is daylight time. So Central Daylight Time, Pacific Daylight Time. So, because basically in the spring, they spring the clocks forward an hour.
All I know is my goats are going to be terribly upset when the sun is rising later than it should.
Yeah. So the yeah, I'm sorry. I got sidetracked by this chick that was looking at me and staring at me, and I was staring at her. Okay. She was probably staring at my pickup truck with all my advertisements. But anyways.
Well, she is cute. Bring her home. She wants kids. She's mine. If she doesn't, she's yours.
There you go. She was. She was very beautiful. anyways. Central Standard Time is in the fall and winter. Central Daylight Time is in the spring and summer. So. We are doing it at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time and 8 o'clock Central Daylight Time. So in the winter, 7 o'clock, summer, 8
right.
o'clock. And on Sunday, unless we get Michael to conform to Saturday, we're going to try to get it to be the same hours as Saturday.
Well, okay.
Try.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go get fuel, go to the bathroom, and head home.
Right, I'm glad everybody wanted to hear that you were going to the bathroom. All right.
Yeah. I'm going to the bathroom. Da, 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 da.
So long, farewell, have you saying goodbye.
Shoot, women go to the bathroom together all the time, so what's the big deal?
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye. So that concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons & Dragons. If you don't know how to spell Dungeons & Dragons or even Demented, go to DDD-podcast.com, DD&D, David, and David, or Demented Dungeons and Dragons, DDD-podcast.com. All right. All the rest of the information is there. Party on. Bye.